Hey, good morning. Live from RKGGF Studios here in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning as we're joined in studio by the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Appreciate the time that we can squeeze in. I know we have to do some rearranging on the first Tuesday, but always glad that you're able to squeeze in for us. So I can't believe it. 3 months have come and gone. Month of April is here, and it doesn't seem like this list ever gets any smaller. The events of the chamber continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So how was your April Fool's yesterday, first to start?
It was pretty uneventful.
No jokes, yeah. No pranks, nothing?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not at the chamber office.
Sometimes that can be good. Yesterday when I left out of open line, I very seriously, very convincingly exited saying that it was our last open line ever, that the boss came across and said that we're shutting it down. I fooled Matt. I fooled my dad. I fooled everybody. So I got a couple of good jokes in yesterday. So
well, good for you.
Oh, yeah. Felt good. Well, it looks like we've got a couple of things. One of them coming up tomorrow. Looks like the Alzheimer Community Forum.
We do. So this is going to be held at the public library. They always host a lot of very informative events at the library, informational in nature, and this one will be no different. So Wednesday, April the 3rd from 11:30 to 1 at the library. The address for that is 220 East Maple. They will be having an Alzheimer's community forum. And so it's an opportunity for you to come and learn about Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss. They encourage you to bring a friend who has been affected by the disease, maybe share your thoughts about how we can help people in our community. Just being there for support and finding out what we need as a service in the community for people who are struggling with this disease or family members that are. And lunch will be provided. They are requesting that you register, so you can call 800-272-3900 to register, or you could call the library and they could help you get registered as well. But we want to make everyone aware that opportunity is available tomorrow from 11:30 to 1.
Cool. And something also that came with yesterday as well, as much April Fool's, wasn't a joke at all, but the opening day at the Little House on the Prairie yesterday was officially there.
I know. And we had some visitors from the Prairie that came in. Mary Curtis and Kristen Schodorf from the Little House on the Prairie site, they came in. They were talking to us about the new brochures that they have, some new marketing materials. They have a new cabin. The cabin was actually rebuilt.
Yeah, I heard about
that.
So,
yes, so this is the kickoff of the new season with the new cabin. So I myself have not seen it, so I'm encouraged to get out and really check out all the new things that are out on the prairie. So, yes, the Little House on the Prairie opened up. You can go to their website for more information. And according to our calendar, they're open from 10 to 5.
10 to 5 it is. Very exciting. Well, we mentioned it is the first Tuesday, which is why we're having the interview here in the 10 o'clock hour, which means this Friday is First Friday.
It is. And what's exciting about this First Friday is it's sponsored by Atmos Energy. We always appreciate all of our business sponsors who make the coffee and the fruit and the muffins available to everyone free of charge when they attend First Friday. but this one is all about first impressions. That's the K-State Research and Extension program where when you participate, you are matched up with another community that is similar in size, similar in demographics. Excuse me. And we actually went, I think, on March the 22nd, February 22nd, and we had a team of five of us, and we visited Fort Scott. And then a few days later, they actually jumped in the car, came to Independence, and they visited Independence. And what they do is we have forms that we fill out, so we're all assessing our communities equally, and we just follow the format, and you go and you look at their community based off of their schools, their medical services that they have, the customer service, what their downtown looks like, what their schools look like, just a plethora of things, what your first impressions are actually when you drive into the community from east, west, north, and south. What does it feel like when new people come to Independence and to Fort Scott? And we're going to hear all about the findings. I've actually read the report, and there are a lot of a complimentary things said about our community, and then there are some things that would be areas for improvement. So I encourage everyone to get out for that. It's this Friday, 7:30 to 9 at the Civic Center. And again, it's sponsored by Atmos Energy, and it will be First Impressions, which is a program of the K-State Research and Extension Office.
Yeah, it's a program that, you know, we've talked with City Administrator Fred Gress of Caney, and something that they do as well, very beneficial. And, you know, you had mentioned kind of the things of improvement. That's how it should be taken, you know. It shouldn't be taken necessarily as critique or as an insult by any means, but somewhere where it's like, okay, let's try and put some, whether it's backing or funding or some support behind improvement, and that's really
Absolutely.
How it should be looked at.
You know, and when I read the report, I mean, we were actually on there. What it says about when they came into the chamber, we got great reviews. I'll just put the cat out of the bag on this one. We got great reviews on all the things that are happening in the chamber, and we got great reviews on customer service and the information that we provided. But it did say that it seemed like things were a little bit of a mess, and they said in a good way. And it was because we had just come off of some leadership events, and we had all of our tubs of supplies and everything that probably I had unloaded from my car the night before. And you don't think about the fact that, you know, while it's, you know, it's sitting there and you're waiting to sort through things and put it all away, it's important that we get it done because we have visitors that are coming in and they don't know what all that stuff is, you know, that we're getting all that ready. And then, again, they talk about a lot of other things, and I think it's an unbiased opinion. They don't have anything to gain or lose by being frankly honest with us, and I really appreciated what they said and their tactfulness around it, but they were direct, and we have some areas of improvement that actually are not surprising. They're things that actually we already know. We just need to get them off the back burner and get them taken care of.
Yeah, or didn't necessarily want to admit, or you knew and didn't necessarily, you know, you put it on the back burner for so long that you kind of forgot about it at this point. So great, what a good program, and something that should be taken advantage of. So looks like not this weekend, but next weekend we got the official opening day of the zoo, and also before that, next middle of next week, you got your annual meetings as well. We got a cancer support group as well as the quarterly luncheon.
Yes, we do. So the cancer support group will be meeting on April the 9th out at the Nazarene Family Life Center, as always, on the second Tuesday at 6:30. We encourage everyone who would find that beneficial to attend. And then we also have the following day, the Southeast Kansas Senior Safety and Wellness Coalition quarterly luncheon. They always they meet on a quarterly basis, and they bounce back and forth between Independence and Coffeyville. And it is it's sponsored by Four County Mental Health. And if you need more information for a reservation, you can call 332-1978. And you can talk to Linda Henning, or you can call Kathy Shepherd at 332-1954. And you need to do that before April the 8th. And what I want you to know about this Wellness Coalition is they always bring great speakers to these luncheons. And this particular luncheon is being sponsored by the Independence Housing Authority, so the luncheons are free. And this particular one is protecting America's seniors against fraud and abuse and exploitation. They have an amazing speaker, the Deputy Attorney General in charge of Fraud and Abuse and Litigation Division of the Office of the Kansas Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, will be there to speak. His name is Stephen Carr, and I think that it's very important that we stay well informed regarding our seniors and keeping them safe, especially against all of this fraud and abuse. I tell you, my phone rings all day long with scams and all kinds of things that I know better than to fall into that trap, but our seniors don't. Sometimes it's easy to be misled, and so we need to take advantage of these opportunities to continuously be made aware of things that are threatening our seniors' safety and their wellness. So again, I encourage you to attend this one. It will be at Four County Mental Health in Independence out on West Main. I misspoke. I said the cost of the lunch was free. It is not. It's actually $5 per person, so I apologize for that. But it is being sponsored by Independence Housing Authority. And again, the phone number to call if you need a reservation is 332-1978 or 332-1954.
All right. And then something I enjoyed last year, living in Independence, and something I'll surely enjoy, even just still living down here in Coffeyville, the zoo opening next weekend.
Is that exciting? So what is really cool about the park opening this year is that we are celebrating 60 years of Miss Able's successful space launch. And so you'll see the posters around town with pictures of the rhesus monkey, Miss Able, riding a rocket ship, celebrating that 60 years. So there's going to be a putt-putt tournament that starts at 9:30. You can go on the Four Paws Facebook page and get information about that. Then at 11 o'clock until 3 is when all the events kick off. There will be free activities such as the train will be running, the carousel rides will be running, totally free. Face painting will be available. There's going to be a petting zoo. There's kids crafts. There's also a couple of things that I think you can pay to participate in, very minimal charge. I think to ride a camel. There's going to be food trucks out there. So lots and lots of fun things planned for Saturday, April the 13th from 11 to 3, or come early for the putt-putt tournament at 9:30. And I encourage everyone to go on the Four Paws Facebook page, like it. They're doing an amazing job of putting posts out there about all the animals that are in the zoo and all the activities. So so check out the Facebook page for more information.
Always exciting. It means that spring, summertime are all more but here. When the parks, the pools, and the zoo start to open, it's always a great time of the year. So looks like as well, the Historical Museum always providing great exhibits. We got another one happening in the middle parts of April to the end of it.
I know. I want everyone to put this on their calendar as well. There's a young artist's exhibit at Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. Starts April the 16th through the 27th. There's actually a critique in a reception on April the 15th at 7 o'clock in the evening. But these artists are middle school and high school students from Montgomery County and the surrounding counties exhibiting their amazing works of art. So I just encourage everyone to take a little break from life and enjoy some art at the Historical Museum and Art Center. For those that might not know where the museum is, it's at 123 North 8th Street, and the museum is open from 10 to 4. And again, the exhibit will be running from the 16th through the 27th.
All right. And then with April also comes Easter. How about that? And speaking of the Riverside Park as well, it should come with it. It's big, beautiful. It's going to be green at that time, hopefully, as well. But we got an Easter egg hunt coming to Riverside.
We do. We do. So every year, the Independence Rotary Club sponsors the Easter egg hunt. It's at the Park Oval. It's been going on for years and years. It will be Saturday, April the 20th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then they have it all divided by age categories. So kids that are a year and under will line up in one particular marked off area of the oval, and then they'll sound the fire truck siren and all the kids will run and grab eggs. And then they'll do a hunt for the 2 and 3 year olds. They'll do one for 4 and 5 year olds. And then they take the kids over to the band shell area that are between the ages of 6 and 9. And they have a couple of different categories, 6 and 7 year olds and 8 and 9 year olds. And they run those separately. So they hide them a little bit more difficult out over in that area. And anyway, and then heaven forbid, if there is rain, and usually there is not, but if there is, the rain date is the 21st, which is Easter Sunday at 3 o'clock. And again, that's sponsored by the Rotary Club. And for more information, you can go to the city's website or the park's Facebook page. And again, really all you need to know is the Easter Bunny will be there, so bring your phone or your camera so you can capture the moment and have all the kids bring some type of container to put all those eggs in, whether it be an Easter basket, a Walmart sack, you know, whatever they need.
Anything,
to hunt their eggs and have a good time.
Yeah, it was always a great family tradition, something that maybe, you know, as a parent out there, you should always pass along. It's something that I will try, you know, when please give us a few more years. But when we do have some kids, by any means, I want to definitely pass the traditions along. And I always remember collecting Easter eggs, whether it was in our backyard or something provided like this. It's something good to go out and do it. And I like the fact of a little added difficulty. What my parents would do is they would sneak like $1 bills or, you know, $5 bills, and they would make those the really, really difficult ones to find. And as a kid, you know, you open up, and regardless of how much money it is, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, all this money or candy. So it's a great tradition. and in order for traditions to continue, you got to pass it down. So
that's right. That's right. I think there are going to be over 800 eggs at this hunt, so lots and lots of eggs. And I do believe there will be some special eggs that will be hidden, potentially some golden eggs that will have some special surprises in them.
How exciting. Well, tell me a little bit about this this air attack, whatever we got going on. I don't even know how to describe this.
I kind of expand on this.
What do we got here?
Okay, so I'm going to do my best, and I need for all of the listeners out there to give me a little grace, because we just, well, I've known about it for a while, but we just got approval to have this in our community. They needed FFA approval for our airport, and I got an email late last night that everything is a go. So here's what I know. There is a company called Shift Sector, and they came in and made a proposal to our city commission, and they received the green light to move forward with this. And the event is called Airstrip Attack, and it will be Memorial Day weekend this year, which will be on the 25th and 26th. Not on Memorial Day, but the Saturday and Sunday of that holiday weekend. And it is a professional automotive exhibition. And here's what it says in their proposal. It's a half-mile side-by-side roll race competition featuring high-end exotic cars and the fastest, most powerful cars in the world. I mean, Lamborghinis, the works.
Wow.
And so, yes, so they close down the airport. They bring in all of these high-performance cars, and they do basically this half-mile drag race down the airstrip. And according to the information, I've watched YouTube videos about this. When I heard that they might be coming, I was doing a little bit of homework, so I watched YouTube. So I encourage everyone to go in. You can search Shift Sector or Airstrip Attack on YouTube, and you can see it. You can like their Facebook page. But they anticipate thousands of people coming in for this.
Well, you say Ferrari, Lamborghini, you know you're going to get even just your moderate car fan out to one of those things as
yes.
well. So very exciting, and we'll kind of have more details on that as it expands here. But real quick, we are coming up to the bottom of the hour, but I know you wanted to hit on these fairly good here. We do still have some time, but Arbor Day as well. The following day is Love Independence.
I know. So let's give a shout out to Arbor Day. We have an amazing Arbor Day committee, a tree board in Independence. They recently received a Tree City USA recognition. The signs are going up on the edges of town as you come in. And we will be having, I believe this is the third Arbor Day celebration. It will be April 26th from 6 to 8 in the evening. I believe that's a Friday. And it's at Logan Fountain at Riverside Park. Beautiful place to have this. They will be giving away 200 free cypress trees. There'll be an art contest, seed bombs, face painting, educational displays. So Friday, school gets out, go grab some dinner, and then head out to Logan Fountain at Riverside Park from 6 to 8 and enjoy Arbor Day. And then get home, get some rest, because the next day you just need to have a complete focus around being kind and extending random acts of kindness throughout the community. I'm so pumped about this day. I've reached out to obviously all of you on the radio, the newspaper, and actually some TV stations in hopes that we can really spread the word about the amazing things that are happening in our community. This is the fourth year that we've done it. It'll be Saturday, April 27th, and it's always the last Saturday of April. It's called Love Independence. There are absolutely no rules. You just need to be nice. Think about focusing on something positive, someone positive, whether it's a smile, a compliment, giving somebody a hug or waving at them, shaking a hand, opening a door, even writing a personal note of thanks or encouragement to someone. You know, kindness comes with minimal cost to the giver, but can be priceless to those that receive it. So I just, I'm pumped. We have Community Mission for Improved Housing, has some projects lined up. I got to give a big shout out to my friend Jerry Bright, who I know is listening to us right now. They are working hard to secure some homes that will need some TLC on that day. They're securing some businesses, some major manufacturers, some groups, organizations, volunteers to help make that happen. And so probably in the next few Tuesdays, I'll be sharing some more information about that. But I'm telling you, it can really be something to do with your family. It can be your youth group at your church. It can be your the place that you work. You know, here's some things that I've seen around at the community. You know, I've seen people in the grocery stores stepping up and buying someone's groceries, paying it forward in the drive-thru. I've seen them put quarters in gumball machines in the store so that the child doesn't have to beg mom for a quarter. All they have to do is turn the handle and out comes their token or gum. We've seen little bags of laundry pods and dryer sheets and quarters taped to washing machines at the laundromats. We've seen lots of quarters with a little card saying, you know, have a drink on me at happy hour at Sonic, you know, just quarters at vacuum cleaners and car washes for people that want to go get their car washed. And, you know, you pull up, you have your own quarters and you're ready to go and you're like, oh, that's so cool. Somebody's extending that. And then what happens many times is then you go, okay, well, I'm going to pay it forward. The day is not really around paying it forward. It's really around just random acts of kindness. But if the result is pay it forwards, then all the better. So
all the better. And yeah, and we, you know, speaking again on behalf on kids and what they see and what they interpret, they're gonna see these acts. They're gonna take them and they're gonna learn upon it, and then not only kind of grow up doing those, acting upon them, but they're going to come up with events like these themselves, whether it's Love and Dependence or whether they move to a different community and kind of pass that on. It's something that's, again, you can pass on, like you had said. It may, you know, take 5 seconds out of your day, but it could be absolutely priceless and change somebody else's day and outlook to it. So
it could. And, you know, on that note, I got this idea from a community I lived in. In 2007, our family moved away to Iowa, and for 2 years, I experienced Love Cedar Valley. And then I thought, you know, when I come back to Independence, wouldn't that be cool if we did it?
You can pass it on.
Yeah, and that's how we got the idea. And then on top of that, I want to make sure everybody knows that the Chamber will make some custom cards for you. So if you have a project you want to do and you want to be able to pass out cards to let people know that they're receiving this on behalf of Love Independence Day and maybe the organization or whatever, then we will custom make your cards for you. And we also want you to collect that information and give it to us, because though they might be random and they might be surprises, we're collecting it so that we can help the TV, the radio, the newspaper really capitalize and showcase what all is going on in our community. And then lastly, just food for thought. What about this? You know, everybody unfortunately has lost some loved ones in their life over the past, you know, 12 months during 2018 and 19. And I recently lost a good friend, and I decided that instead of sending flowers and doing something like that, I was going to take that money and I'm going to be doing random acts of kindness in her honor, and I'm going to make the custom cards. And I know that Jody Cavalock would have appreciated that, because she was one of the kindest women that I know, and in her honor, that's what I'm going to be doing this year. So I just also encourage everyone that's listening to really think about those people that were important in your life that we can honor by maybe doing something in their name that day.
All right. Again, Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, we'll do this next week.
I'll be here.
It's great stuff. Again, AM 690 KGGF.